The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. You know, I thought I'd lost it. No. Thought I'd lost the old Bader luck. No, it's alive and well. I have to drive to Kalamazoo, Michigan starting tomorrow morning, and it's going to poop all over the Midwest with snow and rain and snow and looking like I might be able to just drive out of it. That's my hope at this point. We'll see. We'll see. I have a good solid vehicle though, so it should be fine. But just, I mean, why not today? Why did I schedule the trip for tomorrow? By the way, that reminds me, in my absence tomorrow, Seth Mila will be here 9 to 11. The morning boys will be until 9, and Thursday, Friday. My good friend Greg Belfrage from Kello, K-E-L-O, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, who has filled in the past, does a very nice job. He has his own show right now. He's on the air in Sioux Falls. So they'll be filling in. It's not vacation. It's work-related. And then I'll be back on Monday. So there is that. This is another one of those days where a lot of the stuff that we're going to cover on the show came in to my attention in the last hour or so of show prep. I get up very early in the morning, start show prepping. Just a lot of topics came in late in the game, including one that we didn't get to last week. I know at least one other show in the state did, and that's the censor debate going on of the student newspaper at the Fond du Lac High School. It actually is a fascinating debate. Fond du Lac Reporter newspaper had the story last week. So many things on the plate. I didn't get to it. Now other Gannett newspapers, including the Green Bay paper, have the story. So we're going to try to get to that because it is a very interesting topic. Just a Mitt Romney with the greatest I told you so moment in history. And he put that to print today. Well, just a lot of stuff to get to. Want to start here. By the way, I'm not going to start with the topic about a county supervisor who expects to get roasted in this segment. I'm sure he's listening with bated breath. We'll get to him. But the segment may not go exactly the way he thinks it will. But we'll get to that in just a minute. It's another story that I didn't get to last week. It appears my representative in the state assembly, Chad Weininger, I live in Chad's district. Looks like there's a good chance he will be leaving that seat, not seeking re-election, to take a position with Brown County. He confirmed to the paper yesterday that he has applied for the position of Director of Administration under Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach. I learned of this last week. I was more than a little surprised by it. And Chad still sounds conflicted. I haven't spoken with him. If you read what he told the paper. Now, at this point, he hasn't committed to taking the job. It's going through the process. And he hasn't said whether or not he's going to run. I don't begrudge anybody, if he wants to make a career choice, that's fine. I hope this doesn't linger too long because potential Republican candidates in that district will be stepping forward and Democrats will see it as potentially more attractive. Especially if there's a short time frame there. I believe that's on Wednesday. His appointment is before the county board tomorrow. It's on the agenda for confirmation. Now, he told the paper something. If the board approves it, that'll make the decision much easier. Well, yeah, Chad, if the board doesn't approve it, that makes the decision pretty easy, too. You run for assembly again. If they approve it, I'm assuming he's making himself sound conflicted. It's pretty clear. I'm guessing there are You know, as he says, he told the paper he wants to stay closer to home. He's married, has twin 20-month-old daughters. I get that. I do. I think Chad has been a very effective state representative. I mean, he does things rather quietly, but I think he's been a pretty good presence there. I'm guessing that they're going to approve this, and he's going to take that job, and he's not going to run. That's what I'm guessing. Now then, there's this. County Supervisor Tom Sieber and I have a bit of a history. When he was chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, he and I used to exchange emails a lot. Let me see if there's a... I thought in the paper. Where is that now? I can't find it. So I guess I don't have the editorial page here with me. There's another letter. Jason's like, stop that. Hi, they know I'm looking in the paper then. It doesn't hurt anything. Why is that annoying you? Just write down the topics like you're supposed to be doing over there. Jeez. I don't think it's bothering the typical listener as much as it's bothering you. Stop now. All right. There appears to be, and again, I could be wrong on this, but there appears to be a concerted letter-writing campaign to letters to the editor to support Tom Sieber in his re-election bid. As I said, when Tom was chairman of the Democratic Party of Brown County, he and I used to get into some pretty hot email exchanges. I don't engage in that type of thing anymore. I'm reformed in that regard. Apparently, Tom was unaware of that, and he was trying to kind of get me going a little bit, and I didn't. I didn't take the bait. I just don't do that anymore. Here's what happened. Again, by the way, if there is, I need to say something, though. If there is a concerted effort, a campaign, to write letters to the editor, slow down, Jerry, letters to the editor on his behalf, I'm not suggesting he has anything to do with it. Again, I'm not saying it even exists. I'm saying it looks like it exists because there are a lot of them. If such a campaign does exist, I'm not suggesting Tom is involved. Now, I received an email from a listener of mine who had an exchange with Tom. And they shared a particular email with me. And I want to read it, and then I reached out to Tom. But let's start with the email that my listener, who I assume is a constituent of Tom Sieber's, sent to me. Here's his email, Tom's, to what I believe is a constituent of his, to who I believe is. Thank you for your email, Mr. Blank. By the way, his name isn't Blank. I'm leaving it blank. Thank you for your email, Mr. Blank. I believe that most of our public work staff is now non-union. I use the term county labor because some residents believe that our county workforce is lazy. And I've never said that. In dealing with county employees over the last 2 years, I can say that they are very hardworking. I'm sure most are. I'm guessing some aren't, just like any other workforce. Okay. And care very much about Brown County. I wanted to make sure I recognize their work and commitment. In regards to Act 10, I believe that every employee should be able to come to their boss and talk about pay and work conditions. We are now in a situation where that is illegal. When we had unions, employees and employers sat down and agreed on wages and compensation. If one side thought the other was being unfair, no agreement would be reached. An independent arbitrator would then rule on who was being the most fair. I don't see a problem with that system. Well, okay. I believe that every employee should be able to come to their boss and talk about pay and work conditions. We are now in a situation where that is illegal. So I sent an email to Tom. Tom, it's been a long time. The email from you was forwarded to me by a listener. Just to confirm, it's your read of Act 10 that an employee cannot walk into his boss's office and talk about pay and work conditions? That is illegal under Act 10? For an individual employee to discuss these issues with his employer, please let me know if I'm reading that right. Thanks. All right, straightforward, right? Okay. He responds. Hello, Jerry. Nice to hear from you again. I hope you are well. Act 10 is pretty clear that only wages are allowed to be negotiated. I'm not sure what other terms should have been used. Perhaps barred? The law clearly excludes employees from negotiating anything outside wages. Perhaps I should have been more clear in saying Act 10 doesn't allow negotiation of work conditions. And then he includes the definition of Act 10. And I point out to him, okay, where's, let's see, I hate when this happens. Anyway, he included the part of Act 10 where it says, under Act 10, barred from negotiating union contracts or collective bargaining. So I respond to him. The operative word in Act 10, words, are collectively and collective. Again, do you think this wording precludes an individual from going to their manager and discussing pay and work conditions as your wording implies? And by the way, at some point he changed the subject. And that's when I pressed him on this. That, look, here's what it says, here's what you said. And then he starts talking about other things. And said, you're going to twist this to whatever way, okay? And I said, here's what I'm going to report. That you claim it's illegal for any employee to discuss wages and benefits under Act 10, and that is simply false. If I'm mistaken, please correct me. He says, thanks, Jerry. In some situations, it is illegal. In others, it is legal. Okay. Then realizing that sounded kind of stupid, a few minutes later, he responded, you did a good job already of twisting my sentence, Jerry. When did I say an employee? When did he say an employee? I believe that every employee should be able to come to their boss and talk about pay and work conditions. Tom, that would be where when you said employee. Like, I highlighted it in bold. In his mind, actually pointing out to him his crap is twisting things. Because he believes his own crap. So pointing out his falsities is twisting in his warped mind. So, Tom, where did I twist anything? You said employee. I challenged you on it, and you started talking about me losing weight again because I didn't keep it off 4 years ago, which he's right about. The only thing he's right about in this email thread, by the way. Oh, yeah, he went off because he couldn't respond to it, so he changed the subject. Here's what he said. I changed the subject because I know my past dealings with you that you will pick and choose what you want to air. Tom, tell me where I've been unfair here. You said something completely false. You then tried to say you didn't say it. You did. By the way, Tom Sieber seems very concerned about his reelection prospects. And so do his supporters, who, again, I think are having an organized mail campaign. Again, I don't know that, but it sure looks that way. By the way, one other thing. When he first ran for the county board in 2012, And I'm assuming that he has disclosed this at this point, but I still don't know what it is because I didn't really care. He said he was a businessman, and he refused to tell the paper what type of business he was in. That was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen from a candidate for public office. I still don't know what business he's in. I'm assuming it's now public, but I don't really care. So, Tom, yeah, if you think in any way I was unfair, I can't wait to hear how you thought I was. I quoted exactly what you wrote to the emailer. You said employee. You didn't say employees. It's not illegal for an individual employee to go talk to his employer about his work conditions or benefits. It's not. He or she can do that anytime they want. It's clear in your wording that you said otherwise. I believe that every employee should be able to come to their boss and talk about pay and work conditions. We are now in a situation where that is illegal. Tom, that's where you said employee. It's false. And he did manage to get through 2012 with people in his supervisory district not knowing what a flaming liberal he is. Tom said I was going to roast him. I responded to Tom that he comes pre-roasted. He pours the lighter fluid on himself, he ties himself to the stake, and he lights the match, And then when the flames are up to his nose, he tries stomping them out. That's a pretty good analogy, isn't it? I think his tepid defense of his own words, that's a pretty good analogy. All right, it's 8:55. Stepped on the scale today and I was down another pound, thanks to Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. Jason wants me to hurry up and get done with my program so he can start his. Jason will be going on the program. I know you're pretty excited about it. Well, I'm losing it pretty fast. I can't lose it much faster than this. Just be patient over there. But it is, I am losing it safely, and you can lose about a pound a day. And I continue to get feedback from you, the listener, those of you who have tried it and are having a lot of success. Again, you can call Dr. Litwin at 920-268-1386. Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, multifaceted program, as Jason's going to find out, not a diet. It does work, it's effective, and like unlike other things you may have tried, and I tried, there is a plan, there is a strategy for transitioning you back to a more regular lifestyle and keeping the weight off for good. Again, call Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386. All right, coming up, I think we'll do this right after 9, How to Become a Public Pension Millionaire. It's 8:56. She's sexy. How else is God supposed to write?
She's sexy. Boys of summer live here. Milwaukee Brewer.